Hello and welcome to episode 74 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we got N, which was Nadia, Secret of the Blue Water, or No Secret of the Water. It is a animated television series. Why did I say it like that? Because I just read it. I've never read the wiki beforehand, and this time I did it, and I read specifically what they wrote. Anyway, it's apparently based off of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I didn't know that.
Oh, I got that feeling.
I never actually read it. I just know the rough edges of what that's
about.
Yeah,
Captain Nemo, the underwater stuff.
Real quick, I actually wrestled a guy named Nemo. I always think of him like Finding Nemo. Whenever I see him, like that's what I think of. Anyway, it's a 39-episode show that came out. It aired in 1990, 1991. There's also a movie, but it wasn't dubbed, so we didn't watch it.
Yeah, first thing I want to mention is it's been 3 weeks since we did this. I don't know, how long ago?
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
How long did you finish it?
I finished it the second week. So we recorded M.
Yeah.
And we got N for Nadia. And you normally watch it for a week, and then the next Thursday we record. I was like, hey, I didn't have time this week, so we postponed a week. I watched it the second week.
Yeah, because it has...
And it's been a week since then.
Because it has that weird 39-episode thing.
Yeah, yeah. Thing. If it was 24, I could bang that out in 2 days if I really wanted right. to.
So I'm like, I did it like... 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I'm not as fresh on it.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm 2 weeks out. Because I watched it, because once I started watching it, after like the 6 or 7 episode mark, I was like, oh, this is kind of good. I could enjoy watching it.
I gotcha. Yeah, so it's, I don't know why this is 39 episodes. It's a strange episode.
You know what, there's a couple that do that. Full Metal Alchemist does that. I think it's 51 episodes. And then Brotherhood is a shorter amount. I think it's 42 or something like that. And Death Note, I think, is like 29. Some weird number. So I actually enjoy the ones that do weird numbers because they're not trying to cram things into 12 episodes, and they're not trying to make it 24 so there's filler episodes that don't really matter. It's like, even though it's 39 episodes, typically speaking, if you do something like that, this isn't one of these, by the way, but typically speaking, when they do one of those weird ones, it's just story the entire
time. Like, no, this
like
one...
Death Note, no filler. It's just each episode really matters. Yeah. Brotherhood, each episode really matters.
This one drags in spots.
This one does drag in spots. It probably could have been a 24 episode.
Yeah, it probably should have been. Premise.
Man.
It's a hard one.
So, I think time period's important first.
Yeah.
Because it's like... around steam-powered time.
That's around the invention. Around the inventions of airplanes, so like early 1920s.
Yeah, early airplane. Like, they know it's a thing, and right. It's a thing that can be done, but everyone's really bad at
so
it.
So like 1910 to 1920. Yeah.
But then again, there's also like battleship. They're battleship. Like, the ones that, like, we'll get into submarines later that are advanced for reasons. We'll mm-hmm. talk about that outside of the time period. But there's an American battleship that's way more advanced than anything else.
Yeah.
That doesn't really fit. Like, that's a 1945 type battleship, yeah, not a 1910.
The World War II, not World War I.
Yeah. But that's minor. It's a one-episode thing, so it's pretty minor. But essentially, there's a boy named Gene that's an inventor. I think he's 14, 12.
Oh, you know.
He's in the pubescent, turning into a teenager type phase. I think he's like...
All 20. I remember about Gene is that his voice was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's
oh my god.
Him bickering and just going on and on about shit.
No, his voice actor is just so bad. And it went on for 39 episodes.
Yeah, it didn't stop.
It was
he didn't like get better
so
as the show
bad.
Went on.
It's like... It felt like someone went into, like, a recorded office and said, this is a joke voice. And, like, that's the voice we're going with the whole
time.
For,
like, a series, what's supposed to be a series show.
Yeah,
like,
it was so bad. It's supposed to be, like, this French accent, but it's...
English-French, yeah.
Yeah, it's English-French, and it is just screechy and...
Yeah.
Really, really terrible. Anyway.
I mean, it fits his age, but goddamn, is it annoying.
Yeah, no.
Like, no one wants to listen to this. They should have learned a little bit and like, you know, changed
something. I don't think they took... Yeah, I don't think they... The things in this show are batshit insane. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think that mattered to them all that
probably
much.
Not. Well, he's an inventor, and he's at this festival where they're showing off their inventions. And it's like a competition. Who can fly the longest?
Yeah,
he's got a little makeshift.
Showing off their airplanes.
And then in cues Nadia, who is a 14-year-old girl, which is important later, knowing that she actually has a birthday in one episode where she turns 15.
Oh.
So she's 14, and that'll be important later. She's got this medallion, or not a medallion, a gem. It's a blue gem around her neck.
It's blue sapphire.
And she's got a baby lion with her.
Oh, he's right. God, I completely forgot about the lion.
Yeah, he's fairly irrelevant after a few episodes.
Yeah, he's inconsequential.
And they kind of get injected somehow. I forget it was the first episode. they meet each other and all that. And
well,
the blue gem starts to glow, and people are coming after her for it.
Right, it's a warning system. Gene was building an airplane or finishing touches with his uncle, and Nadia rode by on a bike, and he got horny and chased after her. And then from there, it gets strange.
It starts to get really strange. There's a group of three people after her in the very beginning. Two guys and a girl who very much Team Rocket from Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did
a
little bit of looking, and apparently the creator of Pokemon was a fan of this anime. It's possible. I mean, we don't actually know, but it's possible that he created Jesse and James from Pokemon after these three people.
Yeah, because there's this redheaded leader girl.
Yeah.
And then this really tough, strong guy, and this fat scientist guy.
I liked the tough, strong guy. I forget his name, but I liked him a lot. I wanted to know more about him, because, like, there's a scene where, like, there's a big mech robot, and he, like, rips it apart with his bare hands. And I'm like, oh, this guy's legit. Like, what's going on here?
I liked him, too, but then it gets weird at the end.
Yeah, it starts, oh, yeah. we'll get to that. But they're essentially after Nadia for the gem. You don't find out why until much later.
This show.
And it's like a throw-off line. Like, oh, I'm after it because I like gems.
Right.
That's it.
This show spins its wheels so much. Mm-hmm. Like, it starts off pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
And then it's
a slow.
It goes to a grind. But you know, I knew this show was going to be something else when Gene takes Nadia home to his aunt because they need a place to stay. And the aunt's kind of a bitch. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But Nadia had to wait outside and they're arguing inside. And
you can hear it. It's not, you know, right. Paper thin walls.
And the aunt says, you want to bring that savage in? Just look at the color of her skin. I was
time period.
What?
Looking back, it makes sense, though. Time period. It largely makes sense. She's brown and they're in a white area in 1910-ish. Come on.
In France.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter where, honestly. It's just a white place.
I was like, wow, okay.
I'm actually happy they did that because they kept true to the time period.
Well, that's fine. If that would have been one-off line, but then all the enemies are Ku Klux Nazis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just, you know, that's a point of the story, though.
I guess.
They're not actually Ku Klux Klan, they're not actually Nazis, but they're very much Nazi-esque. They're very much KKK-esque with their outfits and their ideas on what they want to do. They're very similar.
They got pointy hoods,
yeah,
but they're all different colors and stuff.
Well, you get to rank and everything like that.
Rank and stuff, and then they're very Nazi-esque with who they are. But then, I don't know.
Well, anyway, so there's a few episodes of
them
running away from the girl and the guy, and the two guys, and eventually they come across
the
battleship.
They get away by flying in.
Yeah, yeah.
Gene's getting
away.
It's a big part of it. Gene's an inventor.
Yeah, he's an inventor.
And it's a big part, and every time he builds a machine, it falls apart.
He's a shitty inventor. He's good at concepts, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's more of an inventor, not an engineer.
So he crashes his plane in the middle of the Atlantic,
It's a fucking ocean, who cares? Who gives a shit?
It's gotta be. I guess it doesn't gotta be Atlantic when it's the U.S. Navy.
Irrelevant.
It matters to me.
Largely irrelevant.
Anyway, they crash into an ocean.
And their plane craft is sinking. And they're really worried about getting water out of it so it doesn't completely sink. But then later on, a couple episodes later, they're just sitting on it in the water. And it's not sinking at all. So that didn't make any sense to me.
Wait, after it got put on the battleship?
Yeah, after it gets put on the battleship, eventually the battleship starts, like, it doesn't sink, but it starts to sink.
Oh,
and they fall off of it with their airplane.
Is that after the sub?
Yeah.
Because the people in the sub prepared the
before
plane.
That.
Before that.
They're in the water on their plane because they fell off the battleship, and they're just not worried about it sinking anymore. They're just sitting on it. And then the sub comes by and swallows them up. Like a whale.
So anyway, they get picked up by a U.S. battleship.
In the hijinks of being shot down and all that jazz.
And the battleship's hunting sea monsters? Is that what they were going for at the time?
Yeah. There's two big subs that everyone thinks are sea monsters.
Right.
Like either giant squids or something like that.
I don't know. That's all
sea monsters.
Sea monsters.
Yeah. And like the populace, the general population thinks they're sea monsters, like sailors and stuff like that. And then we find out when they get swallowed up by the sea monster, it's actually a super advanced sub. And that's what the other sea monster is also.
Right. So the battleship actually takes a hit from the sub, and then Nadia and Gene get thrown overboard.
Yeah.
And then they get swallowed by the sub, Captain Nemo.
Captain Nemo.
And his first mate, this blonde hair girl, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, neither do I.
But anyway, she goes and greets the two kids and meets them on the sub with this mask that doesn't cover anything.
It's like wearing a large pair of glasses from like the 60s.
It's like, that's not a disguise.
We can see everything.
I don't know what the point of that was, but okay.
Are we going step by step for each arc? I'm going to forget some of them is the issue.
Well, here's the thing. Once we get past this beginning part, the step by step arcs, nothing else happens.
Yeah, at least for a while.
So, they get on this advanced sub, and they're introduced to the mechanics. So,
they're actually introduced to a few people, and then they get confined to their room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, stay in here. And it's been like 4 or 5 days or something.
Stay in
like
there for 4 or 5 days. I mean, they try.
They told them they'll unload them when they get somewhere safe. And then they
do unload them on an island.
They're like, here's an island, there's a village over there, you know, they'll help you, and then the island is inhabited by the Nazis.
Yeah. Well, we're introduced to this island, the first thing we see is a mom, a dad, a dog, and a kid dead, or at least we think so.
Oh, God! So, this was, like, up until now, it's very happy-go-lucky. Like, things are happening, like, they get shot down, but it's oh, it'll be okay, we're good.
It's very Pokemon-ish.
Yes, everything's fine, it's very PG, not even PG-13. And then you come across a scene of Gene and Nadia walking through the woods, and they come across a road, and there's a dead couple that have been shot, and there's blood, and then there's a 3 or 4 year old girl under her mom's, like, arm. F***ing dead, from our perspective, dead. And I'm like, holy shit, what just happened?
And a dog.
And a dog dead. A dog's been shot and killed, too. And it's like, holy f***, they're showing a dead little girl.
Yeah!
Like, this is not the show I thought it was. It doesn't really get any heavy after that. But
no.
At least not till the very end. But goddamn, like, that really did a turning point for me. And then you find out that the little girl's not actually dead.
Yeah.
But still, the dead parents, and over the next couple episodes, the themes of talking to this little girl. Yeah. Her name's Maria, maybe?
Maria.
And, like, explaining to her that her parents are dead, and you see, like, Nadia crying, and she's trying to explain it to her, and that was deep shit. I did not expect.
It was good character development. It's a shame they screw up the rest of the character development in it, because they betray Nadia as this, I want to say, vegetarian.
Oh, you know what? That was it was a weird character development arc throughout the whole show for her that was stupid.
Uh-huh.
But I can understand it because it's, in my opinion, it's a child's ideal. Not an adult's ideal of vegetarianism.
Right.
Right? If an adult had those kinds of the ideas that she had and the reasons for her ideas, it would be stupid. You could be a vegetarian, just not the way she wanted to be.
Right.
And not the reason she wanted to be.
But it was stereotypical.
It was stereotypical.
And it was annoying.
Yeah. It gave reason to, you know, little arcs and all that, but it was, I could have done without it.
I will say they tried.
Yeah.
They didn't succeed on a lot of it, but they tried.
She didn't want to eat, she was starving herself, she gave herself, like, a fever, like, oh, you know, and then he had to, like, go.
But, I mean, there was even, at one point, one of the bad guys was in this giant robot, and it crashes. He gets out, he points a gun at her.
Mm.
And then Captain Nemo shoots him dead to protect her.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why are you killing him? I was like, you stupid.
Like, I understand you might be anti-violence or pacifist.
Yeah.
But, like, he was gonna murder you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to defend yourself.
And it's not like...
But again, a child's realization of these ideals.
I get it, but it was... Oh, she was just so, what's the word I'm looking for, uppity? Like, about everything.
She had her opinion.
Right.
No matter what. But you know what got really weird? Is that after a little while, they get trapped on this island. It's just Gene and her and King.
Oh, that's, I was going to get to that, but I wanted to get through this island first, because...
All right, so we'll go to the back to the island with the power plant and the Nazis. And the dead couple.
So, yeah, this is where we find out about the Ku Klux Nazis. That's what them.
We find out that that's the other sub that Nemo and all that were
like introduced to the antagonist, and these guys are enslaving people and
forcing them to work, won't let them leave. That's why the couple with Maria, the little girl, were trying to leave the island, so they shot and killed them,
murdering people, crucified Nadia at one point.
Yeah put her on pretty much a cross.
They kidnapped
they did with Maria too, not just Nadia.
And
King.
They kidnapped Maria and the little Lion King kid, and these were just really, really just
evil people.
Evil, evil people.
And you know what, though? The voice actor for the head of the Nazi guys, man, he was good. Like he had a menacing, straight to the point, like, he's talking to Nadia, and he's like, look, you have a decision. Like, you can give me the information I want, or, and he, like, points a gun at Maria, and he goes, I can kill her, and it's up to you. It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
God damn, is that evil to do to a little girl. And the voice actor was just phenomenal for him. Not for anyone else.
Right.
Just for him.
Yeah. And
it really fit his character.
And she gave up. She didn't want to give up because she had given Jean the necklace at this point. Yeah. So she could.
She knew they were after her because of the necklace, but right. You know, they were going to catch them both, and he was going to die. So she gave it to him so he would have some sort of protection.
And she gave them up, and it was at this. So Jean has to use his smarts to try and break them out, and he teams up with the three jewel thieves that were after them at the one point. But we come to find out that the bad guys are building a laser.
Yeah, like this weird giant laser that will bounce off satellites and pretty much weapon of mass destruction.
Right,
you can point out a city and blow up a city,
which they do at the end. But
yeah, and they even do it in this little arc. They try to blow up. I think they blow up a sub, and they end up blowing up their own like power plant.
They also test it and blow up.
Yeah, they blow up an island.
An island. So I mean. A lot happened in this.
Yeah, there's so much that happens. You can't go over the little piece. Pretty much no character development until the island arc.
I don't remember.
They go to this deserted island.
Oh, they managed to trick the main antagonist by dressing up the two jewel thieves as guards.
Yes.
And they manage to get everybody, and they run away, and then they're eventually about to be killed and saved by Nemo the sub, because Nemo's here to stop him.
They all work together, and they end up getting out.
Right.
And they cripple their capabilities, but the enemy sub gets away.
No. Well, yeah, the sub does get away, but I thought the main antagonist got away on his airship.
Oh, yeah, airship, but still, they got away.
Because they have
an airship. They still have their sub, though.
Because they have an airship, too, apparently.
Yeah, well, balloons are a thing, and it's pretty much a big balloon with fans on it, or whatever, windmills, or whatever.
So yeah, so they escape, and then it's this big chase, essentially.
Yeah, trying chasing to them down,
finding them, and then they get trapped.
Oh right, yeah, this is what happens. There's like a big, I don't want to say coral reef, but like landmass almost.
Right,
but it's not very wide, it's not very thick. But there's a cave they can get their sub in through it, and they get trapped inside the cave with mines on either side.
So they have to go through it because they don't want to lose. They're tracking the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And then the bad guys lured them there and dropped mines on either side of the core reef, and they couldn't get out. And then
Team Rocket has their own little, right. Call them Team Rocket from this point on, has their own little machine thing.
Oh yeah, they have a giant robot.
Pretty much. That does a bunch of different things. It can fly, but it's not watertight, so they have to make it watertight.
Right. So, I mean, they do that, but is it that the episode where they took damage, where they have to lock off the engine room and kill three people?
I think it is. I think that, not that episode, I think it's the episode after that, but yeah, I think that's it.
So, they introduced this one cast member in the submarine that we've never met before. It gave him a name and everything, and then something happens that they seal him into this engine room.
He had to be in there for some reason.
And he gives this big, noble speech about, this is how it's have to do, and then it's there, everyone's about to die, and then one guy, the other crewmate's like, I don't want to die, and screams in there, and it's just like, okay, the show just goes from one extreme to the next.
Yeah,
and it's
a bunch of shit happens. They have to get the escape pod off. The captain's room. They get into the captain's room, and that's like the escape pod.
Wait, yeah, what? Oh, they get this after the mine. They get tricked by again. They were really stupid. They got caught a few times. They got lured into another trap with the American battleship, who blows on and pretty much scuttles the sub. And so the captain pretty much gives the kids his escape pod
and let them escape.
And escape.
And then the sub is supposed to not be able to rise up, and it doesn't have any engines or anything, so it's pretty much stuck towards the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
And essentially, they're all supposed to die.
Right. But before that, all that happens, after the three guys die in the engine room, we find out that they're all Atlanteans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we go to Atlantis, and that's the big reveal that the show is. All the advanced technology and stuff.
It's from aliens.
From aliens who built the lost city of Atlantis. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
And they had cities all over the world. They waged war on each other after a while. Whatever.
And then it came down to one civilization about 30 years ago or something like that, which Captain Nemo was the king of. And then there was a coup and by his son and the main antagonist in this. And they took over, and I don't know why they all left. I forget.
Probably being chased or whatever.
No. Oh, the island was destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it was under the water. It was sunk.
Oh, it's sunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, yeah, Nadia and Jean and Marie and King.
And by this point, you're suspecting Nemo's her dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and before they get away in the escape pod, Team Rocket's robot gets blown out of the sky or something. And they get separated.
Anyway, so Nadia and Jean and King, the lion, are stuck on this little island.
They're on a deserted island this time, because they go from a lot of islands.
Yeah, it's not a giant island. It's you can walk around it, apparently, in a few minutes. But yeah. Then later on, when you go searching in the island for King, it's so big, we can't find him.
whatever.
So that was funny. But on this island, there's a little bit of character development between right. The two of them, Nadia and Jean. The big point I really want to bring up is that you see 14-year-old anime titties with nudity. What the f***? You didn't see it? Like, yeah, I guess it's a quick flash, but it's there.
I didn't see it.
It's there. I mean, I looked it up. I was like, is this something I just saw? And yeah, it was a little bit of controversy because how young she was.
Oh. I mean, I remember the shower scenes.
Yeah, in the shower scenes, you see a lot of skin, but you don't see nipple. It's seen earlier, though.
I didn't remember that.
And so, well, I saw it and I looked it up and people were like, yeah, this is messed up. So when they release it on Blu-ray in 2014, they edited it so you don't actually see that. So the version we're watching is the original version. And then you don't really, I think you see her naked one time later on, but that's it. Like, just another quick flash.
Oh.
Other than that, it's just it gets a little sexual with her, with a lot of skin and a lot of innuendos between Jean and her.
She is in a skimpy outfit.
She's in a skimpy outfit, but it's like, whatever, it's just an outfit. But there's a lot of times where she gets naked, like the shower scenes, mm-hmm. where Jean's kind of looking over, and us as the viewer, do see a lot of it.
Well, honestly, they should have just made these characters 18 or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't care at all if they had done that.
Because
I don't want to see naked 14-year-olds.
Because they're stuck in this abandoned island, and Jean accidentally gets high on mushrooms.
That was hilarious.
And then they're in this tent, and she goes down and goes to kiss him. And it's implied that they have sex there.
Not really. I didn't get that at all.
I did. She was, like, talking about all this stuff, and she went down to kiss him, and then it just cut to black.
Yeah, that's a common thing in anime. They don't actually show them kissing. That's just a pretty common thing in anime.
Yeah, but it implied that. The way this show was...
In traditional media, yeah, it implies that.
Even within the show, as crazy as it was and all the things they've shown, that's how I interpreted it. But then later on, they kiss again.
And he's like, ooh, my first kiss.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah! How do you not remember her? We kissed before.
And he was high.
And what's weird is, like, how do you expect him to remember that? You knew he was high off his f***ing balls.
Right. So...
But before the second kiss, there's this shower scene that I bring up just for their development where he makes a makeshift shower that pumps water into it. Uh-huh. It's cold, whatever. She asks for a towel. He goes to bring it, or soap or something like that. He goes to bring it to her, and she sees him looking at her over the little black
thing. Yeah, and she's like...
And she's like, oh, you naughty boy.
That's why
That's
why I thought they actually went and had sex, because of the character development afterwards.
I don't think so. I think that was just her feelings. You know?
I know that they didn't do it because of the second kiss. But at that point, I'm like, all the signs are right there. It definitely happened.
I took it more as she's just realizing her that was her realizing her feelings for him, and that it's okay for him to want her a little.
Except they go back on.
Yeah, well, shitty anime.
Yeah, well.
It showed me perfect.
Anyway. So,
but
yeah.
It was interesting to see a little bit of development.
So they spend like 10 episodes on this abandoned island.
Yeah, just another island that has a bunch of weird shit going on.
Yeah, and then after about the 10 episodes of pretty much nothing happening, it's just all character development.
Yeah, that was the biggest character development, is what we just told you. Everything else was minor.
Yeah, and then this other island starts to float by them, and it's like...
Floating island.
What?
That's not possible. I can't do a f***ing French accent, so...
Right. So they get on this island, and apparently it's inhabited by 3 demons. They encounter a guy buried in the sand who was on the American battleship earlier in the episode, and he's some kind, I don't know, he was a weird character, and he's like, these demons did it, and it turned out to be Team Rocket.
Yeah.
So now they're on this...
And then they find out through hijinks and doing shit that island isn't an island.
Yeah.
It's more of a ship.
Yeah.
That's sort of...
Kind of. I got more of it as like a factory, honestly.
Well, I mean, if it's floating, it's a ship, or some sort of submarine type thing, you know what I mean? It's something of that nature.
So our island ship?
Yeah, something of that nature, but yeah, it's more of a factory.
I don't know. Anyway.
A floating factory that looks like an island on the top side.
Oh, forgot to mention, the big tough guy at this point is, like, really getting attached to Maria.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't actually pick up on that.
I did.
I didn't pick.
Especially
a lot of the because even on the second island, it was a lot of downtime. It wasn't really important story elements, so I was in and out for a lot of it.
Where I picked it up is where Maria got lost in that one island and following train tracks because she's an idiot. And the
Maria's like maybe Maria's 5 or 6 or something like that. Right. I said 3 or 4. She's probably 5 or 6.
5 or 6, and then the muscle bound guy gets chosen to go off and like explore.
I would assume. Let's just say later on they get married at the end of the show. They skip 12 years into the future and they get married sometime then. So I'm gonna say he's probably 16 or 17 because if he's like 25,
no, he doesn't look like 16 or 17.
Maybe he's just a muscly 18 year old. You know what I mean? It's possible.
No,
that's possible.
There's no way.
It's very possible.
No. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. He has to be 20, 25.
Even so, let's say he's 23. Meet you in the middle. And let's say she's 6. Let's say they time skip 12 years into the future.
Oh, yeah, she's of age when it happens.
But even if she wasn't, in that time period of very early 1900s, 14-year-olds are getting married.
I don't care.
It's gross, and I don't believe in it.
I don't care.
I firmly don't believe in it. But that is something that happens in those time periods.
You can have time period things.
And by the way, not only do they get married at that age and have babies, but they almost exclusively marry men that are like 30.
I got you, and I understand that's a fact, but there's no reason to spotlight it in an anime. That's from that time period. There is no...
I feel like there would be reason if that was part of the core story.
Maybe.
Like if Maria was a main character or something.
Right, but this was a side
game. Yeah, it wasn't needed. I completely agree.
It was not needed. It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. That being said, you only find out that it happens in like a 3-minute exposition at the end of the show.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's wrong.
There's not really a lot of time spent on it. It's not like they're going out on dates. It's not, you know,
She had no parents. Pretty much Nadia and Jean were her parents. So she was grew up with this man who was always around her. Who knows how manipulative that situation is.
I mean, it's, what's that one director that did that to his adopted daughter?
I
forget his name. But he adopted a girl with his wife when she was like 5 or 6. When the little girl, who was an Asian girl, got to be like 18, divorces his wife and marries her. It's a very popular director. I can't believe it. Can't remember his name.
I don't know. I never heard the story.
Yeah, there's a but. It's essentially that you're grooming them.
Oh,
grooming them as they grow older. You want them to be a certain way. You want them to love you and not someone else. It's f***ing weird and creepy. But we don't really see it.
It's
heavily implied.
This show this has a lot of this stuff in it for no reason. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just wanted to go for authenticity's sake, and they went over.
Like, these are real things that could happen.
And they went overboard with it, but definitely.
Like, if they do 5 of those things, pull back, do 2 or 3, and then make it part of the story, and not just, oh, this happens.
So, anyway, they ended up finding out this factory, and then Nadia gets ghost in the shell, essentially.
Yeah.
She gets pulled into this machine, loses all her clothes for like two episodes.
Clothes, like, drops off her.
For like 2 episodes.
And you don't see her nude in the sense that you actually see nipple or
genitals.
But you see, it's the Sailor Moon type thing where they're transforming. You see the figure, which is, it's just, we know she's like 15. Like, I don't need to see any of this.
Right.
Just keep her clothes on her.
What's the point?
Yeah, it does nothing for us, for the viewer at all.
It's absolutely pointless.
It's just odd. It's really odd choices that they make, but it's Japan. What are you going to do?
That's true. At this time, it was like 90s, right? So they were still in like 1930.
I'm actually quite impressed that they made the female characters as strong as they did then.
Oh, the female characters were extremely flawed.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, all the characters are extremely flawed. The females more so.
Yeah, the females were, like, way flawed.
Like, the head of Team Rocket, the redheaded woman. You find out the reason why she teamed up with them is because she's not after gems anymore. Because she found the best gem of them all, Captain Nemo.
Yeah.
She wants to marry him. So that's why she's on their side. That's the one-off line that you find out why she's after them and why she's not after them anymore. Just one and done. You're an ally
right
now.
So they get off that island. I forget how.
It doesn't matter.
And they end up going to Africa.
Oh, they fix their ship and they fly away.
Right,
because it starts to sink, and then they fix the ship.
Right. Then they end up going to Africa because Nadia thinks her home. She was born in. She doesn't know her.
She's brown, so it makes sense.
She doesn't know who her parents are, or where she's from, or anything. I don't know why.
she was, I don't remember how it happened, but she was in the circus when we met her.
Oh, right.
So either she was lost somehow, or Nemo thought she would be safer over there. I actually forget how she got in there.
That was messed up, too, because she was in the circus, and then Team Rocket goes and essentially buys her from the ringmaster.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's early 1900s, you're brown, you're not in a country that
am not accepting that excuse anymore. I'm not accepting that excuse.
It's not an excuse, it's a realization. You can own people back then.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not accepting that excuse.
It's not an excuse, it's a reality. You're not in country every time America that has made it hard.
Legally. I'm criticizing it for what it's doing when it's not necessary.
Yeah, it wasn't really necessary.
Because, especially at that point, because they made Team Rocket and that Ringmaster seem really evil.
Really evil, because they bought her and own her now.
And Team Rocket is not that at all.
Yeah, no, they turn out to be good guys.
Yeah, so
you got the Chester Child Molester in the group. That is one of my favorite characters, apparently.
I mean, he was
a good character besides the point.
And they dropped that bomb on you at the end. It's like, what the?
Yeah, like it could have just been him having an affinity towards her and wanting to help her grow.
Would have been a better story, honestly, is because Nadia and Jean isn't going to raise this child. They're 14 years old.
Yeah,
he could have adopted her, and he could have been his daughter.
Yeah, and he has a thing for the head of Team Rocket, the redhead.
Right. Yeah,
he has a big thing for it. They could have fallen in love and gotten married and
right.
and had her
yeah.
and raised her. That would have been a good
That little, would have been a better yeah. story there, because the head of Team Rocket is fawning over other people the entire show, and these two yeah. and her two henchmen are so loyal to her, it would make sense for one of them to end up with her. But
she's like forever single though.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
Nemo doesn't want her at all. He does not care.
Well, Nemo dies at the end anyway.
He does, but like he doesn't give a shit. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And then so they end up in Africa where they find the head of Team Rocket's ex-boyfriend or ex-husband who stole her family's wealth and riches and stuff like that, and they portrayed her as this naive damsel in her youth. That's why she is the way she is, and how she got obsessed with gems and blah 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 blah. And this is also where we find out that Nadia, at the sign of one cute boy, drops Jean at the stop of a hat, even though he's saved her so many times. And it's like, okay.
Well, I mean, it's the first brown person she's met besides Nemo who clearly is not interested in her.
We assume, but she was in a circus.
That's true, but we saw the circus and we saw other people. None of them were like her.
We barely saw what was seen. But my point is, they've been probably traveling all over the world, or at least all over Europe and Asia.
Been months and months.
Yeah, so there's. And I'm sure there's been brown people.
You're also 15 years. Well, you haven't seen any.
Yeah. Not that they betrayed. I'm just saying, I'm assuming she saw one before.
No, we didn't see it. If it was relevant, they'd showed it to us.
So there's the only brown people exist in Africa? Is that what you're saying?
That's my whole. That's the whole reason for her wanting to go back to Africa. There's zero reasoning at all in any other way for her wanting to go back to Africa.
She could just have a really dark tan for all you know.
Well, she could, because she's light-skinned. But
she's
still,
very light-skinned.
There's zero reason for her to want to go to Africa other than the fact that she's brown and we know brown people are from Africa. There's no other reason given for us at all besides that.
I think that explanation...
So that's. I think it's a shitty explanation. I do.
It's worse than mine.
That's all she has.
I was just
not my explanation. That's what they gave us.
I was just calling her shallow. You're calling her racist.
No, that's not racist. That's not racist at all. You know, brown people are from a certain area. Well, I'm probably
brown people are from all over the world.
But if this is early 1900s, they don't know this, especially the poor people. They're educated, sure.
They know brown people live in Asia. Then
brown people do not live in Asia.
Yes, they
do. Okay, take Marcus, who's a buddy of ours. Go to China and see how many people are going to take pictures with
them. Asia does not just consist of China.
It's a giant part of Asia.
You have that whole southern part of Asia. Or if you want to call it the Middle East, whatever. It's the same thing. It's on the continent
of
Asia.
It's also really far away, and in early 1900s, poor people don't know that exists.
You can walk to it. There's no
if
lotions.
You walk for like 10 fucking years, yeah, you can make it. It's there's mountains. There's deserts.
They have trains. They have they have submarines. They have boats.
So in early 1900s, look up the train networks in the East
I'm
Asia
just saying.
See how
I'm just saying.
And how much a ticket costs.
It's
a poor person.
It's not
afford.
The 1300s. They weren't that isolated. They don't know where brown people exist.
No, they educated people don't. Will for sure. Poor people that have never been to school and work for food don't know that.
I think you're overestimating the poverty levels and everything at that time. In Europe.
What are you talking about? We know for a fact that she worked for her food and didn't go to school. She
her?
Was
she
circus.
Did. Yeah, her. But
that's what's important. Who gives a shit about anyone else? She works. It's her. Her motivation.
I'm saying you're wrong.
I'll tell you.
Because who knows where she ended up when she got thrown out of Atlantis.
Yeah, but they didn't show us that.
Exactly. So
because they didn't show us that, all, we don't know.
We're all...
as a viewer, we can only judge and criticize what's shown to us.
Yeah, so we're both guessing on what happened beforehand.
I'm not guessing. I'm making an educated guess. Because they show me that she wants to go to Africa.
And I'm not.
The only reason that you could come out of that is because she's brown.
Or maybe she's in the northern part of the world and explored all of Europe and realized, hey, no, nothing's here.
Not explored all of Europe.
And how do you know? They didn't show us.
It's a traveling circus on wheels and horses. They can't. You physically can't.
You can too.
Yeah. In the course of 10 or 20 years, you could.
How do you?
Because she's only 14.
See, they could have had her since she was 5. In a decade, they could have
done. She won't remember half of it.
Yeah, I remember
not
things.
Not educated enough to learn it.
I know things from when I was 5.
Yeah, because we have schools.
Oh. No,
literally, because of schools, our education, our IQs have gone up immensely.
All right, we're arguing a different thing here. I'm arguing memories. You're arguing IQ.
She can have memories, sure, but she wouldn't think to ask those kinds of questions.
Yeah. But she's seen these different parts of Europe and realized, hey, this doesn't fit my culture or whatever how I am. Maybe.
So what does fit? Brown people in Africa.
If they're not educated, how do they know Africa has brown people?
Well, because that's the largest part.
There's literally an ocean between Africa.
And with her being in the circus, having the lions and the elephants, where do you get them from?
Oh my god. Now Africa. You're making my argument.
You get them from Africa, so she would know that they're from Africa.
You can't give me the, she knows the African thing, and then change it around and fit your narrative.
Change it around, she knows the African thing.
That's all
she knows, that's my point.
Nope.
Anyway, let's continue.
I don't even remember where we are.
We
were in Africa.
Yeah, they got to Africa.
They find a tribe.
This is super boring.
They find a tribe with this hunky brown-skinned kid that Nadia falls for.
Probably like 5 years older, because he's hunky.
And she pretty much throws Jean to the wolves and says, I don't like you anymore. And then we find out that he's betrothed to some other girl, and
she goes back.
Yep, and then Jean gets to pick up the scraps, essentially.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, they win. Nemo dies. Yeah. We're going to go on for an hour and a half, and we keep going into space.
Yeah.
It's issues. The voice acting is bad, except for the head Nazi guy. Like, atrociously bad.
Yeah.
The dialogue's terrible.
Uh-huh.
Animation's animation. It's actually, I think, pretty decent for the fact it's 1990. Yeah, the story's wishy-washy. If it was 24 episodes and they cut down a lot of the filler, a lot of the bullshit, it would have been a lot better.
Right.
What I like about it, I do like that there's some character development. That's rare in anime.
Yeah.
Really rare. The overall story was okay. A little out there. They end up going to space. They end up retrofitting their submarines.
I forgot.
To go in space. Because that's where the last fight is, by the way.
Because every anime ends up in space.
Not every, but a lot
almost,
of them. Oh, God. And a lot of them don't need, like, this had no reason to be in space.
A lot of them end up in space. What was the last one that ended up in space? Oh, Kill la Kill ended up in space, too. But that was about...
Pretty much. It felt very similar to Kill la Kill in that aspect at the end when they're in space. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is just like Kill la Kill.
Except Kill la Kill is really good.
Yeah. Well, this was okay.
It was okay.
That's the best I could probably give it.
It has a lot of issues that me and Sean disagree on.
It did have a lot of issues. We agreed on most of them.
Yeah, but, you know, the outrage stuff was...
Well, the nudity I didn't like.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on some of the things you picked up on, but I can see why you picked up on it that way.
All right.
Overall, probably middle of the road. Not great. It's not terrible. I don't really recommend watching it because it's so long.
It's so long.
If it wasn't so long, I'd say, yeah, give it a watch.
It wasn't hard to watch.
Oh, real quick, before we go any farther. So, at the end of the show, we find out that we get a 12-year, like a 5-minute part that's like a 12-year time skip.
Right.
And Jean and Nadia get married and have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But Nadia turns into this, like, typical housewife of that era with, like, the whole done-up outfit and everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit her character at all.
No.
That's not her.
Nope.
That bothered me a little bit. But anyway, so we get this 12-year time skip. When you learn where everyone's at, that's a lot. Most of it doesn't really matter, besides, you know, what's his name, Mary, little girl.
Right.
What I don't like about the movie is, if you read the foreword for it, did you read it?
No.
The movie takes 3 years after the end of the show.
Right.
But the time skip is 12 years after that you already saw before the movie.
So you know it's going to end up.
It doesn't matter what's in the movie. Why would you fucking watch it? It doesn't matter. You know everyone's okay and is living a happy life.
That's true.
So they did the movie wrong. The movie should have been after the 12-year time skip.
I was going to watch the movie, but it was only subbed, and we don't do subbed.
Yeah, I was kind of in it. I would have watched it if it wasn't for the fact that it was only 3 years
I would have watched it, too. If I wouldn't have watched it. If it was dubbed, I would have watched it.
I wouldn't have wanted to watch it because they f***ed it up. they made it 3 years instead of after the 12 years that they already showed you. Anything that happens in it is irrelevant. We know everyone's going to be okay.
Yeah, but I didn't read the foreword.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, so that just really bothered me. They did that really wrong. If you're going to have a movie or an OVA or another series
maybe they
3 years after, then don't tell me what happens 12 years after.
Maybe they didn't know they were going to get more.
Which is fine, right? Don't make it 3 years after. Make it 12 years after. And then they're older, you know, a whole new story you could make.
But maybe
their kids involved.
Maybe they wanted to keep the character similar, but they wanted...
Yeah, I get it.
But they didn't want to have...
No one's going to care to watch it. But none of it matters.
I know.
Everyone's okay.
I mean, we've been wrong about what people want to watch in anime.
That's true. I wouldn't want to watch it.
I mean, true, but we don't want to watch a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I'd probably give it like a...
Five.
Yeah, five.
Five.
What did we have before this? I don't remember.
Oh, what letter was this?
N.
Nadia. So, Ninja Hattori.
God, no. What's the other one? There's a lot of N's, so we can't even click on it and go to look, because we're not going to get it.
Hold on, I got my book. Distract!
Distract. Final Fantasy VII demo came out. Remake. Fantastic. Really loved it. Can't wait to play the game. And right as of recording, it's March 5th. Game comes out on April 10th. Really, really excited to play the full game. I played it on easy, the demo. Probably going to play through it on classic. The classic is supposed to be really, really turn-based. I like the old turn-based system, so if it works well, if it flows well with the battle and the story, I'll probably do classic. Normal is probably, if the classic doesn't flow well, I'll probably play it on normal then. I don't like playing things on super hard difficulties anymore as I'm getting older. I don't see a point in it. I want the story. I want the experience. I don't have 80 hours to dump into a 40-hour campaign. You know what I mean? I just can't do that anymore. Thank God. Can't wait for it to come out, though. Bye, Final Fantasy.
And that was Video Games and Us. Hold on. So we had Ninja Hattori, this, and New Fist of the New...
Oh, okay. So New Fist, this, and then Ninja Hattori.
Yeah, even though I didn't like New Fist of the North Star.
I didn't really... I don't think I particularly liked it either.
You didn't.
I'd probably watch that before I watch this.
Yeah. This one is too long to watch again.
Yeah.
And Ninja Hattori was super long, and we couldn't even get through 8 episodes. So.
Yeah, it was god awful.
Anyway, we're going to spin for O, which has a lot of good stuff.
Adagoria. One Piece is still in there. It does have a lot of One Punch Man's in there. Oh, we're getting a Cult 9? That'd be cool. Don't you f***ing dare! Is that within this one?
No.
Alright, so he got TJ's pick, by the way. So.
TJ's pick got in there, so I get a choice somewhere along the line. Actually, before you spin again...
You want to look through?
No, take TJ's pick out.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Alright, so I'm not going to choose it for this one.
Occult 9 would be cool because it's set in the same world and time period as Steins Gate. Oh. And so is Robotic Something, which is another anime, which we're not getting. We're getting Ouran High School Host Club.
Ouran High School Host Club.
That's goddamn awful.
I should have just picked.
Really should have. Ouran High School Host Club. Oh, it's another gay boy one. God damn it! No, it's 26 episodes. It's so long. It's not gay. It's another, it's going to be probably a harem, but from the girl's perspective, maybe, if we're lucky. If not, then it's a harem from a boy's perspective with a lot of boys.
Drama,
romantic comedy.
I'm not going to lie to you. Those are our most popular episodes. Because
the art looks like it's from 90s.
Because Tarumari Princess is still our most downloaded episode, and Battleship Girls was our second.
Haruhi is a poor tomboy student at a school for the ultra wealthy. I'm not gonna go through the whole thing, but tomboy, so it is a girl, just looks like a boy.
Oh,
I don't want to read the whole thing right now. God damn, I'm so upset. 26 episodes of this shit.
Well,
why didn't you pick?
But I will say this, the tags only say drama and romantic comedy.
Yeah, that could also be a reference to when it was uploaded. So like if something was uploaded and the person that uploaded it picked only two tags, they could have picked more than that.
Right. I mean, so it's only drama and romantic comedy instead of ichi and...
That's true. So hopefully there isn't a bunch of shirts off.
What's the other one that I hate?
Yaoi's the blue one.
No. The two that we've come to hate. Oh, comedy. When it just says comedy.
Sit still! Sorry. Our buddy's in the basement making noise. Moving his chair around constantly. Sorry. Leave that in. Don't you dare take that out. I hope he listens to it.
Alright, anyway,
for Drew.
Ichi and comedy are the ones that we hate, and neither of those tags are in it. It just says drama and romantic comedy.
This is going to be bad, though.
Yeah, probably.
Alright, guys, next episode, Category O.
Or in High School Host Club.
Can't wait. See ya.
Bye.